Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Well, let's stay with that investing theme. It's more than a quarter of a century since Telecom Éireann floated on the stock exchange as Aircom. Many investors didn't sell their shares in time and ended up losing money to be left scarred for life mentally about investing ever since. That might change when a new tax-efficient personal investment account is launched in Ireland at the start of next year. In the meantime, many investors are increasingly investing in shares all over the world, especially America, and often making more money than leaving it sitting in savings accounts, though subject to a very high capital gains tax. My next guest is organising a special retail investor conference this week with experienced and wealthy investors. He's Emmett Savage, and he's the founder of My Wall Street and one of the people behind Investicon. Good morning, Emmett.
Good morning, Joe. How are you today?
Not too bad. Tell us a little bit more about Investicon.
Yes, Joe. Well, tomorrow we're bringing some of the most respected investors and business thinkers in the world to Dublin, led by co-founder of The Motley Fool, David Gardner, who recommended over 20 years ago stocks such as Amazon, Netflix, Nvidia, and many of the defining
He recommended Nvidia years ago.
His Nvidia recommendation, Joe, is up 138,000%. Now, that's his very, very best. I mean, I'm cherry picking here to the very top of the tree.
Because he probably recommended a few other companies that have died a death.
And he says that himself. He says, look, my history is littered with bad stock selections, but his track history is actually unrivaled. He's one of the greatest stock investors of our time. And as a consequence, what we hope for tomorrow is that every speaker will share companies and trends and principles that they believe investors absolutely must pay attention to now. And the aim is for everyone to leave with ideas that they can genuinely use immediately.
What kind of person will come to your event? Because they obviously have a little bit of disposable money, if not a lot of disposable money.
Well, the first type of person can drop what they're doing and take tomorrow off. Tomorrow's it's on in the market bar in the middle of Dublin. So the first requirement is that you can walk it into a conference that's on all day. The second is that you have an interest or have already started in stock investing. The one thing I've always done is I believe in a no jargon promise. What you need to do is make something engaging and interesting and have absolutely no jargon. So no matter who's talking or who's listening, there is understanding in between. So basically somebody who can take tomorrow off, who can buy a ticket at investicon.ie and who can sit there and enjoy the day.
Yeah, okay. It's quite expensive to buy shares in Ireland, but cheap enough in the UK and especially in the US.
Yeah, the race to zero with stockbrokers is over. I mean, there's more and more brokers that don't charge anything. They make their money in different ways.
But the government charges?
They do, alas, and I think that that is a big mistake. I think stamp duty is a preposterous tax, but there you have it. That's the country we live in. If you open a US brokerage account and live your life in the US, you have a different set of tax considerations, which I won't get into because it's not my area.
Yeah, there is a cultural change needed in Ireland because many people have been scarred because of Aircom and are less likely to invest in shares as a result. I wonder whether the arrival of personal investment accounts in the budget in 2 months, whether that might change that cultural perception.
It has to, as in it must achieve that. I mean, stock investing has been around since the 1500s, and it is a proven way of wealth generation. In Ireland, when we think about investing, historically, property comes to mind, and for whatever reason, there are many reasons, stock investing is not one of them. I mean, not only I believe everybody should have a stock portfolio in the portfolio of their lives. But at Investicon, we're going to talk about other types of investments. For example, Simon Zeebo is going to be talking about collectible whiskies. Last year, I was talking at Investicon, or we called it Year Zero. It was a test. But we had Anthony Sheehy, who was an expert in whiskey, and he said on stage, I asked him, Anthony, what whiskey should you buy for capital appreciation? And I think he said, I have to check my notes. So I think he said Middleton 2000, rare collectible, whatever, limited edition. And I said, and how much does that cost? And he said, about 100,000 a bottle. And I said, you are kidding me. Who would buy, why would you buy a 100 grand bottle of whiskey? And he said, because in 10 years it'll be worth 1 million. Wow. And all of a sudden, 100 grand sounds like, oh, I want to chip in and buy a bottle of that whiskey. My point is that investing comes in many forms. And please, by the way, that's not a recommendation for Middleton. And a caveat, I'm sure. But
and other whiskeys are available as long as you don't you drop them. Yeah. So in other words, at InvestorCon, it won't just be about stocks and shares. It'll be about all sorts of other investable products. Well, all I can say is have a great time tomorrow. Enjoy it if you can, and best of luck. That's Emmett Savage, the founder of My Wall Street website and one of the people behind InvestorCon on tomorrow. Back in a
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk
with Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.